I'm Mike Brown of the Golden State Warriors. Now back to The Drive with Steve Jackson and KSRO.
Thank you, sir. 3:37 on your Thursday drive. Coming up this afternoon, because we're in the giving mood during the holiday season, we've got gift certificates for Montgomery Village. Don't call now. We're going to do it later. Just in time for your Christmas shopping at the Great Montgomery Village. They're doing their Secret Santa Marathon. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Also, we got tickets to see Tony Bennett at the LBC, and one lucky winner is going to be able to go Christmas shopping in Montgomery Village with Tony Bennett. So,
I was looking for him.
I'm being told that's not correct. Okay. All right. Never mind. Right now, it is Theater Thursday with Harry Duke, of course. Our former host of Theater Thursday, David Templeton, back with us. He's now going by the name Youssef Beg and writing for the Argus Courier in Petaluma. No, this guy's busy. He's all over the front page.
Youssef is awesome. He's a great writer, and he's, as you can see, very prolific.
Yeah, no kidding. Every story but one on the front page of this week's Argus Courier is by Youssef. And you're doing, David, the community section?
Yeah, basically the lifestyle section of the Argus. That I'm the editor and one of the main writers of it. So I'm all over that paper.
I'll bet you there's an article in this week's edition about Twisted Christmas Live.
There might not be in
really?
That particular one, because it's sort of a Petaluma-centric thing. So
yeah, okay.
Well, Twisted Christmas Live is much bigger than that.
Well, it's David Templeton's Twisted Christmas Live. How many years did you do it before you took the break?
10.
That's right.
And that was 6 years ago.
It
started in 2003. We ended in 2012.
Wow, you've been off 6 years.
There has been no Twisted Christmas.
Now, what was the genesis of Twisted Christmas? How did it come about?
As we have discussed in the past, I was hanging out with my friend Dan Zastro, who is the manager of the Rafael Film Center in San Rafael, and I had published a weird, strange Christmas story, and I just said, you know, wouldn't it be cool if I got this story and found some others and maybe got some kind of famous people together to read them and maybe do it as a charity thing, and yeah, maybe someday. And I'm used to saying that to people and them going, yeah, right, as if that's going to happen.
In the case of Harry and I, who performed many times at Twisted Christmas, it is kind of famous.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, you've performed, Steve.
Oh, you
have?
I've
never been asked.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought you did.
It's all right.
A couple of years.
So Dan said, you know, we could actually do that. And I went, really? And that year we did. And we got David Grisman to come and read a story, not play, just read a story, which surprised a few people who came to hear him play. And we knew we had this cool thing going on, and every year we kept asking neat people to come and read stories, and then we started throwing in crazy shtick and music and singing zombies and things, and got weirder and weirder.
One year I had to sing the Hawaiian Christmas song.
Maliki Lama. Maliki
Kaliki Maka.
Thank you, and I screwed up the lyrics, and it wasn't one of my best moments.
We should introduce the voice that was just speaking.
Yes, we are going to. Voice.
These are two kind of famous people that David has involved
famous people,
in
yes.
this year's production. Why don't you introduce them, David?
Well, the beautiful singing voice we just heard was Charles Siebert, renowned actor and director, and he's been in a bunch of things locally over the last few years, you might have seen.
And a distinguished film and television career.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he was in the movie Coma, and he was on Trapper John M.D. on TV.
And he did Tarantulas, The Deadly Cargo.
Ah, what I'm best known for.
Yeah, you won a couple Oscars for that one, didn't you?
That's right. One for each hand.
Good to see you, Charles.
Thank you. You too. I want to know, is this David Letterman's old studio? It's about 14 degrees.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I know. I can't think unless it's freezing in here. Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
Our regular guest generally know to wear parkas and things when they come in here. Sorry.
Steve actually
I guess I'm
starts,
not regular.
Steve actually starts to decompose when it's over 60. So
I'm melting.
Well, it fits the North Pole theme of Christmas.
There you go. Okay, and also with us, Oliver Graves, who was on that TV show, Oliver's Got Talent, or whatever the hell it was. Oliver, good to see you again.
America's Goth Talent, or whatever it was called.
That's right.
Something.
He's Santa Rosa's goth comedian, and he actually was America on America's Got Talent.
A couple times.
A couple times, yeah, and they loved you.
They really did. They really, really did. And it's the thing where it keeps popping up. You know, just the other day, I saw they cut me in a video of Best Ofs. They shared me on Facebook. That got like 20 million views.
Cool.
Like, okay, that's neat. I thought I was on like minute 13 of my 15 minutes of fame, but we'll ride out that last few minutes as long as we can.
You've been in before, but tell everyone again how this came about. The goth comedian, and we'll get photos up on the Facebook page. Time he comes in,
people are unaware that I have a look and a style that kind of goes with my comedy. I feel like it does. I feel like, you know, being dry and having, you know, dark humor and having, you know, full makeup and just bringing more to the stage than just a guy in a hoodie just talking about his day, rather than I would hope that people would see me and they go, what would his comedy style be like, that their expectations would be fulfilled a little bit by what I start to do when I'm sardonic and...
Yeah. That's funny stuff, man. I loved you on America's Got Talent.
Thank you.
How did you get connected with Twisted Christmas?
I had a lot of fans hitting me up, and I thought David was just another person looking to take me to dinner or something. And after a while, I eventually got back to him because I was pretty bombarded with... 1,600 messages, and I was like, okay, maybe you're like a real person and not trying to get my bank account number or something. So,
not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Yeah, it hasn't. This could be the long con. It could be waiting until after the show, and he's just like, hey, you know, we could really use some help. And
16 years in the making, this con.
Now, Charles, you have had a long and distinguished career, as we said, in theater, film, and television. Are you doing Twisted Christmas?
Because David Templeton asked me.
Oh.
Now, I am doing it because of that, but I'm also doing it because it's a benefit for Spreckles.
Yeah, and I got to get back to Charles in a moment, but it is a benefit for Spreckles, and it's at Spreckles after all the years of doing it at the Glazer Center when you worked there, so this is big.
This is really big, and honestly, I thought I was done with it. When I stopped, there were other things I wanted to do, and I've been really busy since, but Sherry Lee Miller at Spreckles called me up and asked me if I would help her think of some kind of a fundraiser for Spreckles, and I thought about it, and I said, well, I guess we could bring back Twisted Christmas, and she said, yes, that's what we'll do, that. And
now, for folks who don't know the show or aren't familiar with the format, what can they expect?
I can't figure out what it will be by the name.
Yeah, certainly. candy canes everywhere, lots of candy canes.
Yeah, twisted ones.
This is, don't bring the kids, right?
Well, it depends on the kid. This would have been right up my alley. It's a bunch of off-the-wall, holiday-themed short stories read by really cool, funny people in interesting and surprising ways. This year we've got, in addition to the gentleman here that we've introduced you to, we've got Will Durst and Debbie Durst. Between the two of them, they did all 10 of the original shows.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Brad Sarosky of Transcendence Theater Company. He's the one that, if you go see those shows, he's the one people say, he's the funny one afterwards. He doesn't sing a lot during the show, but he tells the joke. So we said, we want him. We want the funny guy. And Reed Martin of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, he did a couple of the shows before. So he's on it. And Robin Pressman now of KDFC, Classical KDFC, she's involved, and she's going to do a story. So we picked these crazy stories, some of which I've written. The one that Charles is doing is one that I wrote.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask Charles, is what it was it you're doing. Has he told you yet what you're doing?
Yes.
Has he shown it to you?
He's even sent it to me. Yeah, I read it once.
I think he sent
a while ago. I can't remember how long ago.
I think he sent me the day of one of the shows. Here's what you're doing.
He's given me plenty of time. It's a funny piece that David wrote about a character, a children's show personality who comes a cropper in the way that many children's show personalities have, by the way, having to do with the bottle and having lots of personal troubles, and it tells how he falls apart during Christmas, and it's very funny, and you'll enjoy it.
And the name is hard to remember.
Mickey Stickles what?
Mickey Stickles infamous nationally televised Christmas Eve breakdown.
You see, yeah, good luck
I
with that, Charles.
Would pre-record that.
It's why I brought David along.
So. Oh, man. Okay, and Oliver, what are you doing?
Am I allowed to say, or is that a... I'm so used to being under contracts. I'm
not
sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, I am doing a reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I'm not sure if that's the original title, but I think that's what most people...
A Visit from St. Nick.
A Visit from St. Nicholas is the original title. Okay, but, you know, 'Twas the Night Before Clement Christmas. Not a Creature Was Stirring, the
Not even the damn mouse.
Yeah.
Is he reading the the real one, or
But there's a
there is a twist. Yes.
Imagine that.
There is bingo going to be happening during the reading because it's such a, you know, classic thing. Most people know the lines, hopefully, but you'll have a little bingo card in front of you which will have words from the poem, and then, you know, you're gonna check them off, as
like
I say,
mouse,
like, well, or twas. Yeah, those could be. Oh, a mouse, twas. Like, okay.
And are people
gonna
be yelling bingo during the recitation?
We hope so.
I mean, if they're brave enough to
claim
their prize.
Believe me, I, having performed at about four of these, they're brave.
And oh well,
they get into the spirit.
They wouldn't be there
into the spirits is more likely,
and that too. Yeah. And of course, I'm not invited this year, and it really comes down to. I wanted too much money, and David refused to pay.
And we knew you were going to break your rib, so.
Actually, he had them break your rib so that you couldn't do the show this year. It was a hit.
God.
I'm your replacement, Steve.
It really is. Yeah, there you go. Well, instead of break a leg, break a rib. That's
Thank
what
you.
We'll say. This is such a cool event, and I was so bummed years ago when you stopped doing it, and I had so much fun participating. Might there be more going forward here?
At the moment, I just want to get through this one and
sure.
see. I still have a lot of things that I'm trying to do, and I've been pretty busy. But possibly, let's see how this one does. How many people come and, you know, you go away with something like this for 5 years. Sometimes people forget about it. So we will see. But I think
it
people
can come back even stronger now. It could
it,
be, you
it
know,
could.
It could show that people, hey, we don't want to.
Is it in the smaller theater?
It's oh, it's in the big theater. It's
oh,
in the 500 seat theater.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That explains why we can give away tickets.
By the way, it's this Sunday, folks, at Spreckles.
Oh, yeah, very important.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock.
Good.
Sunday, December 9th, 7 p.m. at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. And as I said, we have two pairs of tickets to give away to the first two callers at 707-636-1350. Please stay on the line. Sometimes the first caller is rather verbose. If you would give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, someone from the Spreckles box office will get in touch with you to get you your pair of tickets to Twisted Christmas Live. For information on the show, if you don't happen to win those tickets, you can go to SprecklesOnline.com.
It's this Sunday, December 9th, 7 p.m. And if you want to take Tony Bennett with you to the show, Mike, when's the Tony Bennett gig? He doesn't know.
Mike has this look of panic-stricken fear on his face right now. Charlie, I
Mike's
have to
doing
ask
six
you,
different things at once, too. We should know.
I've always enjoyed having you as a guest because I you. Always can revisit your career. And so the crack... Drive research team went over your IMDb page earlier today, mm-hmm. Attempting to find a Christmas-related television episode or film. And I am sad to report that you apparently have never done a Christmas-related television episode or film. Is that possible?
I've never worked on Hallmark, ever.
Did Trapper John never
Sure. Oh,
have
sure we did.
Christmas?
We did. In fact, I think I was dressed as Santa Claus once. I can't remember for sure. Now,
who did you play on Trapper John?
Dr.
I don't remember.
Stanley Riverside, Chief of Emergency Services.
That's right. Yeah. Wow.
How many resident jerk.
How many seasons was that?
Seven.
Wow.
It's a good gig.
Yeah, no kidding.
Gig,
huh?
Yeah.
And how long have you been up in Sonoma County?
We came up in 1992.
Wow.
Yeah, long, long time ago. And then I kept working mostly directing once we came up here.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
a lot of travel.
Oliver, what's on your holiday schedule besides Sunday Twisted Christmas?
Well, I'm actually going to be doing an after-holiday show at Sixth Street Playhouse with, I think you guys know them, the Gentleman Bastards, the improv.
Of course.
Comedy troupe. Yeah, that's December 28th at Sixth Street. I'm hosting it, so I'm trying to come up with types of introductions and little things that I'll be doing differently to give us something to do after Christmas. It's after, once the holidays are all over, let's relax and laugh a little bit. And
Oliver Graves, he was on America's Got Talent, and they loved him. We love him. He's from Santa Rosa.
How do you decorate for Christmas?
You burn the tree. That's perfect. It's just
nice start
black
with that,
and,
right?
Yeah, black and tree.
Well, are you going to have any color besides black on your face?
Well,
and your
I do
hair?
Like red, so maybe I'll do something. Maybe I'll get like a Santa sweater and just rip it up. Maybe I'll let a dog chew on it.
And nobody told
ready.
Me we were supposed to wear makeup today. I think this is
for radio.
Always
Charlie's
wear
like,
makeup for
makeup
radio.
For
exactly.
Radio.
That's
Always.
What I'm saying.
They know. They can tell. They can hear it.
They can hear the makeup.
Yes.
He's the goth comedian from Santa Rosa, and he was on America's Got Talent. And as I said, they loved him. We'll get a group photo in the green room when we're done with this segment, so Mike can put it up on Facebook. And you can see we're not kidding about the makeup with Oliver Graves.
See if they can figure out which is which.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Which one is Charles Seabury?
Maybe we should all... Did you bring any makeup with you?
Oh, you guys want to put some lipstick on?
I would love to see Charles Seabury
in
carry
makeup. I just didn't know I was supposed to put it on.
Charles, what is next for you? The last thing I saw you in was a terrific production of Death of a Salesman, and your Willie Loman was magnificent at Sixth Street Playhouse. Yeah. Do you have anything in the future?
No, not right now. I'm not sure what's next. Sixth Street has sort of changed artistic directorship,
right.
And I'm not sure what's going to happen there, so maybe we'll be talking to them. And otherwise, maybe working down with my friends down at Cinnabar.
There you go.
Ellie Lichtenstein.
Yep, Ellie.
Always a good place
to be.
I've
been in love with Ellie for 30 years.
I know why.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of writing a book about your career? It's quite a lengthy and interesting career.
You know, I'm really not a writer. I really depend on writers. I revere writers. I revere the writing. I love taking other people's words and doing what I can with them, but I'm not a writer. I'm just not.
Maybe you hire a talented ghostwriter.
Yes, maybe. Maybe.
Somebody. Anyone you know, David?
I'll make a list.
We'll talk.
Cool. Harry Duke, the great David Templeton, Oliver Graves, and Charles Siebert. It's this Sunday, 7 p.m. at Spreckles, David Templeton's Twisted Christmas Live. Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Very cool.
Thank you. Happy holidays,
Thank
everyone.
You. Good to be here.
And once again, for information on the show, it is SprecklesOnline.com.
And right. There will be zombies. We didn't mention
you
singing zombies.
To mention the singing zombies.
Zombies chorale.
The North Bay Zombie Caroling Choir.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. All right. Clark Wolf is in the house. We'll do a quickie with Clarky. And then we're going to talk to our own news director, morning show host Pat Kerrigan. And a whole lot yet to come, including the Drive Brouhaha today, featuring beer consultant Sam Holloway. And her Linda just got back from China, and she's bringing some Chinese beer.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to be more craft beer, Chinese craft beer.
I think that's Chinese for L'chaim.
There you go. Guys, thanks so much. Harry, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.
Okie dokie. We're giving away tickets to Tony Bennett at the LBC. We're giving away gift certificates for Montgomery Village. And we'll do that a little later on. Up next, it's a quickie with Clarky on the Drive.